Alaskans will be able to get cash for old appliances under another federal stimulus program to boost the economy. The rebate was actually authorized by Congress in 2005, but never funded until this year's Recovery and Reinvestment Act. $300 million will be available for all 50 states and the U.S. territories, with allocations based on population. Alaska will get over $658,000. While the cash for Clunker's vehicle program that just ended got lots of attention nationwide, there's been little press on the appliance rebate. House Finance Aide Larry Persley says it will be a while before Alaskans can shop for that new refrigerator, washer, dryer, or other replacement machine.
States can figure out what they want to do, what their program's going to be, how it's going to operate, what's the criteria, then send that to the Department of Energy. Those proposals are due by mid-October. The Department of Energy's, going to get 56 of them, and they figure they'll start approving them in November. States will put them into effect. So it's going to be a while before it starts, and then people will have quite a while to make their purchase.
Persley says the rebate rules are being left up to the states, and Alaska is still trying to determine what those rules might be.
It could be 50, it could be 150. Each state's going to have to decide, do you want a lot of small rebates or fewer bigger rebates? What do you want covered? The rebate's 100% federally funded, but the state's got to cover half of the overhead of running the program. So I assume states going to try to make it as efficient a program as they can.
States will only be allowed to use the rebates to replace old appliances with new ones that are Energy Star rated. Persley says the Federal Energy Department wants states to make recycling the old machines a priority, but recognizes that will be difficult in many parts of Alaska.